On March 13th, Steve Allen Ross Jr. was found hanging from a noose made of bedsheets in a Jackson County jail cell. His suicide came just 4 months after another inmate in the same jail took his life in a similar way. Since Roth's death, investigations have been conducted by the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, and they found that jailers failed to provide a safe and secure environment at the jail. The State Bureau of Investigation finished its own report on the deaths and has passed it on to a local district attorney. Asheville Citizen Times reporter Tanya Maxwell has been following the story and joins us now. Welcome, Tanya.
Hello, Frank.
Can you tell us a little bit about the men who have taken their lives? So let's start with Steve Allen Ross.
Well, as you said, Steve Ross was found hanging in his cell on March 13th. A subsequent investigation by the Department of Health and Human Services found that proper checks had not been done on him, as well as in the case of Chuck Moose, who had been found several months earlier. Both of these men were incarcerated on charges relating to car theft and some drug-related charges. They were two different cases, just similar charges. Chuck Moose was one of four children of a woman named Donna Kays. Steve Ross had five daughters, so there's a little bit about them.
All right. Well, tell us about what the DHHS found. I understand that the report said the jailers didn't provide safe confinement. Now, can you explain what that meant? What are the rules and what went wrong?
Well, an inmate is supposed to be checked visually at least twice every hour at an irregular intervals. If that individual has shown some signs that raise concern, suicidal type threats, indications of self-harm, if they're detoxing, they need to be checked four times an hour. Chuck Moose was supposed to be checked twice an hour. Steve Ross, the investigation found, should have been checked four times an hour as he was detoxing.
And that didn't happen. What did they find, in fact, about the actual inspections? What does the record show?
It shows there was not electronic monitoring done in the case of Steve Ross. There were some logs that indicated some had been done in the facility, but they were not done at a proper interval. He certainly had not been watched for a good amount of time before his suicide, as had also been done in the case of Chuck Moose. Chuck Moose had actually been checked, I think, about 36 minutes prior to his suicide. However, the state investigation found that earlier in the day, at least once, there was a gap of nearly an hour in which he and that particular pod had not been checked on. And then after Chuck Moose's death, the pod had not been checked for a gap of 2 hours and 20 minutes.
The new sheriff in Jackson County has made jail safety an issue in his campaign, and now that he's sheriff, tell us more about that.
Well, these two deaths occurred under two different sheriffs. Chuck Moose was found in distress under the administration of a sheriff named Jimmy Ash. In the interim, a sheriff named Chip Hall then won the next election, and that's when Steve Ross's death happened. So in response to the state DHHS investigation, the facility has to submit some corrections that will be made. So among those, Sheriff Chip Hall has already hired a new full-time jail administrator who is doing several different things within that facility, one of which is creating a new policy manual. There have been some technological upgrades which allow for electronic logging of the inspections, when you look at an inmate. Exactly, those kinds of things.
And I know that you spoke with one of the mothers of the deceased. Tell us a bit about Donna Kays and how she's dealing with the death of her son, Charles Moose.
Donna Kays is... It is heartbreaking to talk to Donna Kays. She, as I said, she had four children, all of them adults. Her younger son had previously died of a condition that he had had since he was a toddler, probably since birth, called oxalosis. And so he died about 18 months prior to Chuck Moose's death. And it's tragic. She's in Mission Hospital. That son is dying, and she has to take him off life support. The condition that he had causes his kidneys to fail. And then 18 months later, she learns that her son, Chuck Moose, she has to go to the hospital. She's been told that, you know, he's been found in a terrible state there. And she has to make that exact same decision once again. And I have to say, you know, Mrs. Kays is a very candid woman. Chuck Moose had a lot of problems with drugs, particularly methamphetamines, which she said ramped up. He had long been troubled, but this particularly ramped up with the death earlier of a daughter who had been born prematurely, and then also his brother, Joshua. And so, you know, she's very candid about the problems that he had. But as she says, you know, because he had those problems doesn't mean that she doesn't deserve or want answers.
And she's considering filing a lawsuit.
She is. They are the family. She and her husband, Joe Kays, are considering civil litigation. They have a lot of questions surrounding what happened to their son. And they have not received any kind of answers and feel like the only recourse that they have to get answers is through a civil lawsuit.
All right. And very briefly, I know the SBI has passed its inquiry and results onto the district attorney. Any idea when we would hear from the DA about that study and when she might report on it?
That district attorney is Ashley Welch. She had just received that report last week. SBI reports are typically very lengthy documents. They take a long while to go through. This one should address both of these deaths. She did not give an estimated time of arrival on that, but said she would be, you know, looking into that report.
All right. Tanya, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tanya Maxwell, investigative reporter for the Asheville Citizen Times. Just ahead, how cookbooks are accidental artifacts and what they tell us about North Carolina and its history. You'll hear that on The State of Things. Stay tuned.